been talking a lot on the Sundays about Inyani Kashrus, but I thought we'd take a break. We just started saying the Slichas last night, or maybe some this morning. So maybe we'll try to review a few of the halachas of Slichas as we're approaching Rosh Hashanah. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Aleph writes that Nagu Lakam Bashmoris Lomer Slichos V'Tachanunim Ne'Rosh Chodesh Elo Ve'Elech Ad Yom HaKippur. There's an old minhag to say Slichas Bashmoras from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul until after Yom Kippur. Now that minhag is the minhag of the Sfaradim. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah points out that the Ramah actually points out that our minhag is to begin blowing shofar from Rosh Chodesh Elul, but we don't start saying Slichas until the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. And it depends when Rosh Hashanah falls out. Now if Rosh Hashanah falls out later than Wednesday, we know there's a principle that Lo Adu Rosh. Lo Adu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah doesn't fall out. The first day of Rosh Hashanah can't be on a Sunday, a Wednesday, or a Friday. Right? So if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Thursday or further, right? Thursday or Shabbos, so then we just have 4 days. We say Slichas 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. But if it falls out before that, right? If it falls out on Monday or Tuesday, which is what happens this year, right? It falls out on a Monday, so we have to start the week before. Why start the week before? To say whatever days you'll have before Rosh Hashanah in that week, just say Slichas. So there are different reasons given. Mishnah Berurah writes, in one reason, a very beautiful reason, that in Rosh Hashanah, in Parashas Pinchas, it says Va'asisem Ola. It doesn't say V'hikravtem Ola, it says Va'asisem Ola. And from that we see that every person, Rosh Hashanah, has to make himself into a carbon. Keilu, he has to be makir himself. He has to make himself into a carbon before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to do that, he has to separate himself. He has to prepare himself. Make sure that he doesn't have any mumim. There's a rule in a carbon that it's ton bikur dalet yamim, that a carbon requires checking for mumim four days before you bring the carbon. So based on that, we're knowing to say slichas for 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, a minimum of 4 days. So if Rosh Hashanah falls out past Wednesday, then we have our 4 days. If it falls out Monday or Tuesday, then you're not going to have the full 4 days if you start Matzei Shabbos. And there's an inyan to start Matzei Shabbos. Right? An inyan to start Matzei Shabbos from the beginning of the week. So therefore we start the previous week. And that's what happens. So that's what we're doing this year. We start the previous week so we can have the four days before Rosh Hashanah. Because it's Tom Biker, Vasisa Mola. When do we say Slichas? Right? When do we say Slichas? During the day, you know, in the 24-hour period. Right? Ashkenazim are going to say it for 4 days, for a week and a day or so, before Rosh Hashanah. And then Aser Smei Tshuva, everyone says Slichas. And the Sfaradim have already been saying Slichas. When during the day do we say it? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Bashmores. Nagu lokum Bashmores, that we get up early. What does that mean? That means in the last 4 hours of the day, the last 4 hours of the night. The last 4 hours of the night, we know the night is divided into three ashmoras, three watches. The Gemara in Brochus talks about the watches of the Malachim. So the last ashmora is the last 4 hours of the night. So on a perfect night of 6 to 6, right, if it's a perfect night of 6 to 6, so then you have the first ashmora is till 10 o'clock, and then the second ashmora is 10 to 2. And the last ashmora is from 2 to 6. So during that last ashmora, that's the time to say slichas according to the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Mechaber, some have a minute to say slichas after chatzos. That doesn't seem like it's the absolutely optimal time. The optimal time is probably bashmores, in the last ashmores of the laila. But others say that you can say after chatzos as well, because after chatzos we know is an eis rotzen. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph talks about that there's an old minute to say tikkun chatzos on the Churban Beis Hamikdash, and tikkun chatzos is after chatzos. Right, so as long as it's after chatzos, that is an eis rotzon. So that's also a time to say slichas. So someone who can't get up early in the morning, so early in the morning, that, you know, it's before alos, right? It's in the last tashmur. So if you can't get up early in the morning, you can say it after chatzos. So many of the minhag to say it after chatzos is good. The Mate Ephraim, which is a sefer in Achran on Yoni Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he says now we have a minhag to say slichas after alos hashachar. After Los HaShachar. He says, even those who say it after Los HaShachar, we say it during the day, right before Shachris, The first night is something special. Many people stay up late. They want to say it by Shmores, or they want to say it after Chatzos, because the Pizmon, the first night that we said last night, the Pizmon mentions Lila. It says Bizakosam the old loyal. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to the cries. The old loyal when it's nighttime. You can't say, if you say it in the morning, you really shouldn't say that line. It's sort of strange. I guess you could be referring to other bakoshes that we have balayla, but it's certainly appropriate to be saying it at night if you're using that phrase bezakosam ba'olayla ritzei asi rosam ba'omdam balaylos. Listen to the tefillah of Klal Yisrael when they stand balaylos to daven to you. So we're making references to the layla. We're making references to the layla, so it's appropriate to say the first slichas balayla. So that's why many have the minig, even if they say slichas in the morning. Before Shacharis, a whole time, but the first night they'll stay up late in order to be able to say Slichas at night to include those phrases in the Pizm. But the Shachter is very makbid to say Slichas dafka at night. He holds that you have to say it at night because Slichas is a davar Kabbalah. Right? It's a concept alpi Kabbalah. It's what the Kabbalists instituted. It comes from the Mechaber. Right? It comes from the Bali Kabbalah. So he holds that you have to play with the Bali Kabbalah. You got to play with the rules of Kabbalah if you're going to be saying in Yonei Kabbalah. A lot of the Slichas are in Yonei Kabbalah. So if you're going to be Osek in Tachanunim Shel Kabbalah, so then you have to play by the rules of Kabbalah. And if an Eis Rotzen in Kabbalah is between Chatzos and Alosa Shachar, then that's the time that you have to say the slichas. To say it in the morning, he feels like you're not playing by the rules, so it's not going to have the proper effect. So he's very mocked that he stays up late, even though it takes time away from learning. The Shari Tshuva writes that this is a time of tefillah. This period of time, before the Yom Narayim, the Yom Narayim themselves, Aseres Mitzvah, this is a time of tefillah. So even a person who wants to be Osek B'Torah, sometimes you have to pull back a little bit and be Osek a little bit less in Torah. If it's really a time of tefillah, then a person should be Osek in tefillah, even if he's going to have to take a nap and learn a little bit less during the day. The Shari Tshuva quotes an interesting minig, interesting sefer, right? He quotes an idea that some are knowing. What does he call it? He quotes from the Birka Yosef that there are some mekomos that say slichos at night, and he says yeshtaka hadova. It's not true. I mean, it should be uprooted. It shouldn't be done. That's what he says. There is this minig that the Birka Yosef quotes. Birka Yosef was a Sfardi, so apparently even the Sfardim had this minig. And he says yeshtaka hadova. It's not the right thing. Why is it not the right thing? So Mefarshim explained that we know that Laila is a zman of dim. That's why we don't say tachnun ba Laila. We only say tachnun. Bayom. So someone who davens mincha late doesn't say tachlin. Some claim that that's why the minig developed in more chassidish places, more sfarad places, that they don't say tachlin. They don't say tachlin for mincha anytime. Why? Because they're davening after shkia sachama. They're davening after astronomical sunset. Be careful. They're not davening after shkia. The Rabbeinu Tam holds the shkia is later. It's not that they're davening. Look, there are some people who talk a daven after shkia, but I'm not talking about that. But there are some, even if you take Rabbeinu Tam's shita seriously, so that just means Shkia is later. It's much later. But astronomical sunset, right, what we call Shkia, it's much earlier. So this inyan that you're not supposed to say Tachman Balayla, perhaps that's a function of the sun. So since they're going to be davening Kiseder after Shkia Sachama, so the minig, some say that the minig developed, that they never say Tachman, because you're not supposed to say Tachman Balayla, because it's a Zman of Din. So by the same token, there are some who explain that the reason why the Shari Tshuva thought that the minute to say slichas at night is inappropriate is because we don't say slichas, we don't say tachanunim at night. This is a time of din. Some claim that you shouldn't say tehillim at night either for a chola. That if you're going to be ma'orer, try to be ma'orer rachamei shamayim at night at a time of din. It's like a stira meneu beich. Cholila, it might cause the opposite. So it's better not to say tachanunim at night. That's what they say. So like the, you know, some have minyanim for slichas, after a 10 o'clock marav. They daven at 10 o'clock marav, and after the marav, they say Oleinu, Ledovin, and when they have a Kaddish, and then someone has Ashrei, they're not davening mincha after marav. They're starting Ashrei to daven slichas. So the Shari Tshuva would say that's an inappropriate minute. Moshe Feinstein was asked this shayla too. Moshe writes in Or Chaim Chelik Bey Simin Kufay, he paskins that he thinks that if the tzibur is not going to say slichas, if it's going to cause a rifyon, so together Hara Shah, he says maybe they can say slichas at night. But it sounds like he's only not there as a Hara Shah, not that, you know, this should be the minig, you know, forever. So it's a shverah thing, you know. People have this feeling, I want to say slichas, it's a time of tachanun, and I want to chaper and slichas, but it's very difficult to get up in the morning. So I think it's appropriate to try to get up a little bit earlier in the morning to say slichas. I mean, what are we talking about? Before Rosh Hashanah, the whole slichas is only about 20 minutes. What is it? 20 minutes? Maybe 25 minutes? It's not so long. Not so long. It's better to even cut out a slicha. Better to cut out all the extra things, some of the extra things at the end, or to cut out a slicha, but to say the Yud Gimel Midos, to say the Iker of the slichas, the whole thing will take 15 to 20 minutes. So I think it's much better to get up early in the morning. I know there are people who daven very early. You're davening at a 6 o'clock minyan, so you want them to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, so they'll start at 20 to 6. Okay, but if you're getting up early anyway, so another 20 minutes is not going to kill you, so try to go to sleep earlier. It's better, you see from the poskim, it's better not to say slichas at night. I'm not being motzi laz from people who do it. I know there are places, someone came in Esmei Shaila this year about doing so. And I told him, I said, I don't think it's the right time to say slichas. I think it's better to say slichas in the morning. It's better to say slichas bashmaras. It's better to say it after chatzos. But if you're not going to say it at night, at least say it in the morning before shachas. And it's better not to be mitzdayef to the minyan that's saying it at night, because many poskim hold it's really a time of din. It's not the right time to say slichas. Yes.
Rabbi, answer the question.
Okay. The Mishnah Berurah points out that a yochid can say slichas as well. This is a common question. Let's say a person can't make it to minyan, or he misses a minyan. He wakes up late and he misses slichas that day. So that's it? He should continue the next day? No, he should say slichas that day. In fact, some say that you should say it before mincha. Mincha is an eis ratzon, so you can say slichas before mincha as well on that day. The only difference is if you're saying it as a yochid, then you leave out yud gimel midos shel rachamim. The yud gimel midos is a bris that's made for a tzibur of klal yisrael. So you would leave out kel hares alonu loma shlosh esrei. That means you're saying you're trying to invoke the bris of shlosh esrei. That's a bris for the tzibur. So that part of the slichas you would leave out. But you could say kel melech yoshev achisei rachamim misnaying b'chassidus. There's no problem with saying Achanash Baruch Hu is a kel rachaman. But kel hares alonu loma shlosh esrei. From that point on, you would leave that out. And then you can continue the salach alavanenu lechatasenu mechaltanu, and then continue with your slichas. But every other part of the slichas, the yochid can say, it's just tachanunim, it's tefillah. So that the yochid can say. He starts slichas by saying ashrei. What's the idea of ashrei? The truth is, it's not the ashrei that's the key; it's the kaddish. We really want to start with a kaddish. It's a kaddish maschil. So we want to have a kaddish before the slichas. So we say ashrei because you can have to say kaddish on psukim. And one should be makbid that there should be 10 there, not only for the Kaddish, but for the Ashri as well. You can't just say Kaddish stam. You got to say Kaddish on something, on some mizmor, on some sukkim that was said, but tzibur. So if the tzibur is not there when you want to start slichas, don't wait for the tzibur. Start the slichas. Start the slichas, not from Ashri. Start slichas, shomea tefillah, right? Start the slichas. Then when the tzibur comes, say a few psukim but tzibur. Right, how many psukim do you say? I think if you say three psukim, you find in the poskim, three psukim is a chatita achas. It's one word. So if you say three psukim betziba, then you can say kaddish right there and then, right, smack in the middle of slichas. The first couple of things that we say in slichas, it's all just a bunch of psukim. It's a number of psukim that beautiful psukim that talk about din and talk about Rosh Hashanah and other things. So you're just saying psukim, so you can say a few of those psukim, then say kaddish there when the 10 people come, and then you can continue from the spot that you were at. Yes.
You're coming late to shul for slichos, for example, and you're afraid that you're going to miss ashrei. When you get to shul, do you start from shomei atfila, or should you say ashrei before when you're coming in?
Start with shomei atfila. I don't think you have to start with ashrei. They said the kaddish already. It's nice to say ashrei, but I don't want you to lose the slichos. Right? The ashrei is not the key to the slichos. It's the hakadama to the kaddish. So I'd say if a person is late and he missed ashrei, just start with the slichos. Just start with the slichos. And by the same token, if a yochid is saying slichas in the afternoon, I don't think you'd start with ashrei. I think you'd just start with the slichas. I think so. You know, there's another halacha that if you had a minyan for slichas, even if someone leaves, you can say a kaddish to skabel afterwards, even without that individual, right? Even if you only have 9 people left, as long as you had a tzibur, you can say a kaddish tzibur. The Gemara doesn't have such very positive things to say about someone who leaves the minyan. Right? It's not a good thing to leave the minyan. Sometimes people say, I can't stay. But the idea of a kaddish tzibur is not that you have the 10 people there at the end for the kaddish tzibur. The kaddish tzibur is said on a tefillah that was davened the b'tzibur. So you can say the Kaddish Gabal even if the 10th person is not there anymore. The Ramah has a fascinating halacha that gives us a real insight into what slichas are really all about. The Ramah says, at the end of Sif Aleph, there in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, that many have a minig that the Shliach Tzibur who davens slichas davens all the other tefillos hayom. He'll daven Shachris and Mincha as well. Why? So comes the Magen Avraham and he explains, well, it's based on the idea of Hamascha b'mitzvah omim lo gemar. That someone who starts a mitzvah, we tell him, you finished the mitzvah, it's good to do the full mitzvah. And Zok the Magen Avraham, for that reason, the person who davens as a shliach tzibur, he's before an ovel, he's before a yahrzeit, he gets kedima for the amud over anyone. So of course, if you have an ovel, if you have a yahrzeit, who knows how to daven slichas, he knows the nusach, so then you should get him to daven, because then he can daven the other tefillahs. Sometimes an ovel can't. He just doesn't know the niggun well, and he just feels uncomfortable. It's not going to work for him. So it would appear from the way the Magen Avraham is writing that he'll lose the opportunity to daven for the amud for these days, because it's more important to have someone who can daven the slichas properly. And once he davens the slichas, a maskal the mitzvah omim lo gemar. So they have a kasha that Rav Shlomo Levilna in the Binyan Shlomo asks on the Magen Avraham, says it's really a pella. What does Maschal B'Mitzvah have to do with this? Right? Maschal B'Mitzvah, Omim Lo Gemar, is normally talking about that you're Osik in one mitzvah. So you started a mitzvah, you did Chatzi Mitzvah, so we tell you, finish the mitzvah. But here, what's the Maschal B'Mitzvah? He did a full mitzvah. He davened for the Amit Slichas. Shachris is a different tefillah, Mincha is a different tefillah. So what's the Omim Lo Gemar over here? Would anyone say that the Shliach Tzibur for Shachris has to daven Mincha? No, we would say you daven Shachris, and that's it. You know, Shabbos morning, can you imagine having the same Shliach Tzibur both for Shachris and for Musaf? Now, you say, if you did that in a shul, there's some people who would switch shuls. You know, they feel like they want to hear, different nigun and different voices. I got to hear the same person over and over again. What kind of a strange idea is this? He said Slicha, so now he has to daven everything else. Shachris, Mincha, he has to daven everything. What's going on? The Rav once suggested that maybe you see a fundamental yesod over here. That there's no relationship between Shachris and Musaf, Mincha. These are different tefillos hayom. But Slichos is a hakdama for all the tefillos hayom. That's what Slichos is. It's a hakdama for the tefillos hayom. And he said that concept is so significant that if you're not going to daven the tefillos hayom, then you're not going to be yotzei Slichos either. Slichos is a hakdama. Let's say a person is not feeling well. So he said slichas, and then he's so not feeling well. He has had such a terrible cold. He's going to go to sleep and sleep for the rest of the day, and somehow he's going to miss shachris. He's going to miss mincha. He just doesn't feel well. The Rav felt he's not going to be mekayim slichas either, because you can't be mekayim slichas unless the slichas are a hakdama for the other tefillas. If you're not going to daven the other tefillas, then you haven't accomplished anything with the slichas. So he says, by the same token, that's what the Magen Avraham is telling us, that maschal b'mitzvah omim lo gemar. This taka is the hakadoma. It's the tchilas ha-mitzvah. The slichas is the hakadoma to the other tfilas. So it makes sense to say that if he's the shliach tzibur for the slichas, he should be the shliach tzibur for the other tfilas, because this is the beginning of the process. And by the same token, what should emerge from the Rav's yisod is that someone who comes late to shul, right, comes late to slichas, he wants to say all of slichas, this is a special time of tachanunim, so he gets involved in slichas, and then the oilam finishes, and now they're putting on the tefillin, they're starting shachas, but he's still osik in slichas, right? And then he's going to miss half of davening, right? He's going to miss half of psukkah zimel. He'll put on his tefillin late, he'll miss half of psukkah zimel. But at least, he said slichas. So l'chora, that's not the appropriate thing to do, right? If slichas is just a hakdama for the tefillah, so on the one hand, because it's a hakdama, we would say, maschal b'mitzvah, omim lo gemar. We ask the shliach tzibur to daven the other tefillahs. But at the same time, if it's just a hakdama for the other tefillahs, make sure that you keep in mind what's the ikkah, what's the tofel. The hakdama is not the ikkah. The shachris is the ikkah. So if a person is late, they should chaper as much slichas as they can and say the rest of the slichas later. But start shachris together with the tzibur, because the ikkah is not the slichas. The slichas is a hakdama to the tefillah. That's the yisod. It's a hakdama to the tefillah. So don't get caught up in the slichas and then be late to davening. You're sort of missing the point. The point is to embellish the tefillah with a slichas. But let's not forget that the ikkar of the tefillah is the shachris, not the slichas. So try to say as much slichas as you can, and whatever you leave, you can leave mashlim later, but try to get the shachris with the tzibur. Yes?
If the ikkar is the shachris, and we're supposed to act at the end of the day, why would we say tefillah? Why would we say slichos at midnight, or not to chasos the night before, so that slichos go to sleep in the morning of shachris?
I'm not just talking about shachris. All the tefillahs hayam are ikkar. But apparently slichos is the hakdama, because it said early. I mean, the question could be asked, but you're going to daven Marav. Marav comes from this day, it's not the next day. So why don't we say Slichos before Marav? That's a good kasha. So I guess the answer is, and Slichos is Tachanunim, and we don't want to say it Balayla, so we can't say Slichos Balayla, but we can't say it before Layla, because that's the previous day. So Kach Tiknu, the minig developed, that we say Slichos as a Hakadama for the Tfilos of the Yom. But we still say it Be'is Ratzon. So that's why we're... That's why, even if you're going to say it at Chatzot, if you said it Bashmaras or Mamish, you could say the Slichos right before you're going to daven Shachris, and then you'll daven Shachris. It leads directly into the Shachris. But even if you're going to say the Slichos after Chatzos and then go to sleep, it's still a Hakdama for the Tfilas Hayom. But you want to say it at a time, at an Eis Ratzon, so that's why you're makdim to say it at Chatzot.